The National Student Radio Conference 2013.
Hi and welcome to our first podcast from 2013 Student Radio Conference.
I'm Fran.
And I'm Harvey.
We were up bright and early this morning and we headed to today's trade fair and picked up some top advice for people who want to get into the industry.
Hi, I'm Mark Matthews. I'm the radio coach.
And can you tell us what the radio coach does?
Yeah, we're an online coaching service for presenters. So we start at the beginning by working with you to try and come up with who you're talking to, who your target listener is, and then over a period of time help you with your presentation to make sure that you're talking to the right audience and that you're doing stuff on your show that's relevant and interesting and is going to make those people stay with you and want to come back for more. We work with you to find out what it is you're interested in, who your audience are interested in, and then help your presentation technique to make sure that you can hit those buttons over and over again. I think it's coming up with ways to make that content deeper and more interesting. So often presenters will say things that are lightweight, fluffy, disposable. They'll pick it out of that morning's newspaper and that's all they'll come up with content. And actually, the best broadcasters you'll find have stuff that's got depth, it's got real meaning to it, it really resonates with the listeners. So it's trying to help presenters to find that depth, to find the stuff that really is of interest and relevance. How to tell great stories, how to relay your own life onto the radio in a way that's actually interesting and not boring and self-indulgent.
The National Student Radio Conference at Demon FM.
Hi, I work in the content team at Audioboo. It's a sound platform, so you can upload files that you've pre-recorded or you can use the app to live boo, we call it. So say you're from the sports team, go to the sports match, boo from the touchline, send the update straight in and it's posted instantly to Twitter and Facebook. My specific job at the moment is getting in touch with student radio stations. So I've got in touch with Forge, Sheffield and Radio Warwick and various other people and set them up with their own branded channels on Audioboo where they can add multiple contributors, tweet them, link them to their Facebooks and things like that. So yeah, I'm just reaching out to everybody. Come and talk to me.
Hi, I'm Michelle Wood from MP Me, and so we're a brand new mobile radio app. So we help people discover online radio stations based on your existing tastes. So we look at your iTunes library, your Facebook likes and match you with a radio station from anywhere across the world. So we're here to really get new stations online and also to help the stations find new users. And if you don't already have a mobile app, then you can be on MPME and get your loyal listeners to be listening on the go on the app. It's completely free to join and it's completely free at the moment to actually download from the app stores, and it's going to be on Android soon as well for free too.
My name's Gavin and I'm from a company called The Pips, which basically helps people get into radio. It's the Pipsco UK. It's our website but without the dots. And basically on Twitter there is a horde of information from radio professionals. We send out advice. We've got Greg James, we've got Scott Mills, we've got Tim Westwood on the Pips, we've got Jeff Lloyd from Absolute Radio on there. We've got advice from Paul Sylvester, the head of presentation at Absolute Radio, offering demo advice. We've got programmers like Dick Stone, James Walsh from Kerrang, all offering demo help and advice and telling you what they look for in a demo as well. So if you look at the pips.co.uk, there is an absolute wealth of advice that helps you get an insight as to what radio is expecting of you to make a difference, to stand out.
And you can hear more from Gavin in our special podcast that will be online later today.
I'm Chica and I work at podium.me.
And I'm Joanna and I work at podium.me too.
And basically we produce daily podcasts featuring the voices of under 20s, and we have journalists all around the UK, student journalists, teenagers, that record on their iPhone or on a voice recorder various topics that we send out during the week.
We commission interviews with bands and with sports players and kind of gritty real life stories. Basically, whatever's going on in your patch and your part of the country with young people, we want to hear about it.
My name's Tom Hunter. I'm from the National Broadcasting School and we're here today to recruit the journalists of the future.
And what are the qualities of the journalists of the future?
I think a good voice is obviously important, hard work. It's a vocation, journalism, so you've got to work really hard. It's very competitive, so we're looking for people with real oomph, drive, personality, and there's a career at the end of it. We managed to place 80% of our students into jobs. So if you'd like to get a career in journalism, come along and see us at our stand. We've got a bright generation of young, intelligent people coming into broadcasting, and I'm looking forward to great things. That kind of energy will translate into better radio. The industry has stagnated, in fact got worse, over the past 10 years. I'm looking forward to seeing all this new blood come through, new ideas, new creativity. You don't have to learn from the past, create your own future. I'm excited about it.
Over 400 students. What could possibly go wrong?
Here are our top tips from today at the trade fair, and a countdown just wouldn't be complete without some cheesy music.
Five.
Don't be afraid to take help and advice from people. I guess that's ultimately the big thing about the conference, is soak up all that expertise, soak up all that that advice, and filter it and decide what's best for you.
Four.
Sure, I would just say do what you love and just innovate as well. I think we're from a very tech side, so just innovate, stay ahead of the trend, keep digital, and just keep innovating and keeping stuff fresh.
Three.
It's a tip that cuts across a lot of the work we do, actually, which is about making contact with people. The networking thing gets bandied around an awful lot, but actually being prepared to talk to people, having questions in mind and being clear about what you can offer, thinking about what it is you really want to do and not just thinking, oh, that person's important, I should talk to them. But thinking about what your particular skills are, what your attributes are, what you can bring to a job.
Two.
Shake hands and say hello to people. This is an unbelievable networking opportunity. We've got a pip tip on our Twitter feed, which is the Pipsco UK, which today is literally go and shake hands. Radio is all about right place, right time. There's so many stories of people who got into radio because of contacts made at the student radio station, the student radio conference. Yeah, it's Christian Williams is a perfect example. Now in Capital in London. But he met Dick Stone, one of the speakers here, and he had a conference in Nottingham a few years ago. Went for the tour of what was then Trent FM, now Capital. Met Dick Stone, sent in a demo. The connection was made. The demo was liked. That was it. He was in Capital, and now look where he is. And it was all because he made that connection at the student radio conference. There's people here from London, from Absolute, Radio 1, Radio 2, from Wise Buddha, from all over the place, here in the building where you are as well. So if you don't take the opportunity to just say hello and shake hands, then you're missing out potentially.
So you might notice that was actually only four tips. So we're looking for the number one tip from the Student Radio Conference 2013. And if you could tweet it with the SRACon hashtag, and we'll have a look at the best ones later. So give us your top tips from this conference.
Remember to use hashtag SRACon to join the discussion.